Kia ora. I'm very, very delighted to have in the studio with me right now Vanessa Weening of the National Party and the National Candidate for Banks Peninsula. Vanessa, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, kia ora, and thanks so much, Liam. It's been great to come in.
How's the whole experience been so far?
It's been a fun time. It's been quite different to my usual day job. So I'm a GP, and so most of the time people are coming to me, and there's appointments made, and I just cruise along and do my job. Now I actually have to make the appointments myself and go out to people, and here I am knocking on doors and, you know, trying to get people to vote for National. So it's been a really interesting experience, and sometimes a bit surreal, you know, seeing myself on a digital billboard is a bit strange.
Oh yeah, I can imagine that. It must be odd, yeah.
I've got, you know, just pure overexposure has got me used to it now.
And hey, there's no such thing as too much exposure. Well, maybe.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
So you are running in the Banks Peninsula electorate. How have you found Banks Peninsula? Are you a resident personally?
Yeah, so I live up on Cashmere Hill, and it is a fantastic place. It's the most interesting electorate, I think. I mean, I might be a little bit biased, but we've got the whole spectrum of socioeconomic people, you know, different manufacturing and fishing, and we've got tourism out on the peninsula. We've got some of the most impressive areas in Canterbury, so that's where everyone goes. It's kind of like the jewel of Canterbury, really. And I mean, I'm, you know, maybe waxing a little bit lyrical here, and so yeah, it's really beautiful, fantastic people, interesting things. And I was so excited when I went out to meet people out at Tawhaki, out in Kaitoriti.
Oh yes, yeah.
Think that, you know, in 5-10 years time we'll have, you know, potentially space launches from there is pretty exciting.
Yeah, how cool is that? Like, you can't even compute that as something happening in Christchurch. So very exciting time. I'm really glad you've actually mentioned how you have the whole range of kind of socio-economic factors in that electorate, because I think we have a habit of kind of lumping everyone the same electorate together. So I think that's a really good place to start, actually. And I kind of want to get your opinion on it. What do you think are the biggest challenges facing that electorate?
So in terms of socioeconomic things, the biggest issue for everybody is the cost of living. The economy is in not a great shape. We have got a huge amount of debt spiraling for this country, and we're going to have to pay that back. But households are feeling that themselves. You know, when there's a huge number of people who are going to be coming off their mortgage repayments, but then for a large sector of our electorate, there's also been a huge hike in rents over the last 6 years. So it's it's been quite over the last 5 years, I think, in $150 a week on average in Christchurch.
Wow.
So yeah, it's huge, and that really starts to bite into people's bottom line. And you're seeing a huge uptake in things like food services, like food banks and all that sort of thing, where people are really doing it tough.
And I can imagine, as a doctor as well, you really see the full effects of those issues.
Absolutely. So it's what we call the social determinants of health, and so those are things that as a doctor I can't fix. I can't fix the fact that somebody's really poor and can't eat well, or the fact that they haven't got the ability to even get to see me because they can't get there for transport reasons. All of that sort of stuff really impacts on people's long-term health, and was one of the reasons that I wanted to go into politics, actually. Was I'd kind of been thinking I wanted to do public health, and then public health is like politics is like the ultimate in public health, because you get to be there writing and making the policies instead of just advocating for them. So I can be right there advocating for those things in our caucus.
Cool. Well, yeah, it's really refreshing to hear that passion. How would, in kind of practical terms for the average everyday Kiwi, how is National's policies, particularly around the economy, going to help them?
Well, the first thing is for those that are in what we call the squeezed middle, we're going to provide some tax breaks through changing the thresholds for where people earn before they start paying tax. And for most people, that's going to mean you know, a modest amount of extra income. And for the average median earner, that'll be about $800 to $1,000 a year. So it's not massive, but it'll make a difference. It'll certainly be more than GST off your beans and carrots each week.
Yeah, really well said. Now, I've got to ask, because this isn't your first time running.
Yes, it is my first time running.
Oh, it is your
Absolutely, first time. And the lie that was told about me previously standing for Labour has been one of those annoying things that I've had to keep answering. No, I was a member of the Labour Party, and up until from 2017 till about 2019.
Yeah, right.
And it might have been slightly before 2017, but you know, it was a short period of time. No, I never stood as a candidate for Labour.
Right, okay. Good to clarify that. Cheeky headlines there then, maybe, when that news came out.
Yeah, it was a slight cheeky headline, and it's one of those things that, you know, people make things up when the real truth is a little bit more boring.
If I may ask, what kind of made you jump to the national ship?
So after I'd been politically neutral for a few years as on the medical association, I had to really think about what party I'd go to, because for me, Labour just didn't suit me. I knew that I didn't really belong there. So I had to do this really in-depth analysis of my own kind of values and where they stood in relation to a party. So I compared lots of, you know, three or four different parties, and where I saw their policies and their values, and also some of the history of those parties. And I realised that actually I just aligned much better with National than I did with anyone else. And it came down to a couple of fundamental values for me. Firstly, it's that competitive enterprise and reward for achievement. So as a business owner, I knew that when you've got your skin in the game and you're working hard, really you need to be able to have the conditions that mean you can actually get somewhere with that. And without that, then we go backwards and lose innovation in the country. And also the other thing is personal responsibility. So personal responsibility doesn't mean, you know, telling poor people that they're, you know, it's all their fault that they're poor.
Totally,
No, what it means is that actually you take an active part in society, and that you recognise that you have influence, and that you have an effect on everyone around you. So for me, that's a really important thing.
It must be a really interesting process, kind of self-reflecting like that.
Yeah.
And trying to see where you align.
I was a bit shocked, actually. You know, I thought I was much more on the lefty side than that.
Yeah, right.
To realise I'm really quite centre-right was a surprise to me. My husband wasn't surprised. He'd always been telling me I was more conservative than I thought.
Hey, to twist this, to get back to Banks Peninsula, but on a little more positive note, what do you think are kind of the biggest opportunities for that area?
Well, I think when it comes to the environment that we have, we're already at grassroots level redeveloping and replanting the Banks Peninsula. So it's incredible the amount of work that's gone on within the communities to transform the environment from having, you know, less than 1% of the Banks Peninsula covered in native species to, I think, they're between 15 and 18% now. So it's really incredible. And I think that will help to build on some of our regenerative tourism ideas. And really, I think there's a lot of opportunity for that across the board.
Some critics of National might say, well, you don't have much environmental policy to back up that kind of passion, interest in the environment. And what would you say to that?
Well, we haven't released all of our policies yet.
Yeah.
But the ones that we have done, I think, are really pragmatic. So so Electrify New Zealand is one where we're going to double the amount of renewable energy so that we can actually get our industry and our domestic, you know, travel fleet and everything like that, we can actually make that much more electrified. And part of that also is having 10,000 recharging stations around the country for EVs, because we do think that we need to shift to more electric vehicles. So yeah, I mean, that is some, it might sound boring to some people, but actually it's very important that we do that for the environment. So we're laser focused on that 2050 net zero.
And I think that's the reality of a lot of things. Policy isn't as interesting as simply arguing about it. Yeah. I like to round out these interviews in a pretty simple way. And we are a music station here at RDU, and we love music and the arts and all that. So what music are you listening to at the moment?
So when I'm out walking and knocking on doors and stuff like that, I have a little bit of more upbeat kind of music.
Totally,
so
yeah.
I have just like a Spotify list that I have. And then when I'm at home and just relaxing, I kind of like just really chilled out folk music.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So.
And New Zealand produces some amazing folk artists as well.
Yeah.
Well, Vanessa, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It is much, much appreciated. And so lovely to see your passion for the area and all that. And you're such a valuable voice to have in this democratic process. So I thank you for that. And good luck on the campaign trail.
Thanks so much, Liam. It's been a pleasure. Cheers.